Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Can we take our seat in God's presence? I came with my wife. Yes. I would like to invite my wife, LP. Hallelujah. And I'd like her to bring us a short word.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is a powerful house. This is God's house. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Alive Chapel. Where Bible is what? Come alive. Ah, indeed, Bible is alive here. Hallelujah. If my husband will permit me, I will want to remain here for some months. We bring you greetings from Ghana, from our city, Go City, Takwa, to all of you here. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, who is doing mighty things in our lives there, and also doing great things in the life of Alive Chapel. Amen. Through our daddy and our mommy, God is doing great things here. Amen. And we see greatness. We see greatness. We see a church, who is going to be mighty, who is going to be great. Yes. Who is going to cover the nation of South Africa and beyond. That is what we see. Because we see the lighthouse here. Hallelujah. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Please, can we take our seat in God's presence? I am really excited and blessed to be here. And just as Reverend said, we met briefly by divine grace. And when the two of us were all arranged by heaven to be part of this year's Give Thyself and also ordination service. I've been coming for Give Thyself for some time. I think since 2016, when my mother, who has left for US, took me there. I think 2016 or 2006, that mother took us there. Hallelujah. And we have been part of Bishop Dark's ministry for a long time. I've been privileged to know some of the bishops very well, have some opportunities with them. And this year, God informed me that it's time for me to be ordained and hands laid on me by Bishop Dark. And part of the arrangement, God arranged that I meet Reverend Pascal. It was strange how God connected us, how our spirit flow, how things work quickly for us to be here. I've been already planning to come to South Africa, but I didn't want to come only to be in a hotel moving through some sea and some park. I just want opportunity to do the work of the Lord wherever I go. So I was telling my wife that I don't think the time is now. So when I met Reverend, I said, "Now this is the time." Because every time I spend much of them doing the work of the Lord. So I can't be somewhere 1 week without doing anything for God. No, it's not possible. Hallelujah. So though we are on holiday, but we are still in the work. Hallelujah. And I also advise the same. Don't only use your time for yourself. When you allot only your time for yourself, you face what you don't want to face. But when you give much of your time for God, whilst you take the remaining, God always blesses you. I'm tempted to call you bishop, because surely you'll be a bishop, man of God. Amen. 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 So, I am already prophesying bishop and reverend. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Please, let's take our seat. My wife just said it. By all standard, your church is a global church. By all standard. Just about God to be unveiled it to be so. But by all standard, God is using your servant. You have a good man of God. And I think you should hold him very well. It's not easy to have a good man of God. There are many fake ministers around. Many corrupting life. I don't know, but we in Ghana, in West Africa, we have seen many ministers destroying homes because they met some minister. Their properties were sold. Their home was destroyed because they met a fake man of God. A man of God who is not correct. A man of God who is money-minded. Are you getting me? It's not easy for someone to sacrifice his work and be praying for you, be fasting for you, be following you, that you'll be a Christian so they can go to heaven. Maybe your parents are not even following you like that. So the prayers that a good pastor prays for, your parents don't pray. Because we pastors, we owe our responsibility to God. That some things, if we don't do, God holds us responsible. It's God who holds us responsible. Sometimes we can't sleep because God has mentioned your name that we should pray for you. And we owe that responsibility to God. So sometimes we do things that your parents cannot even do for you. I'm telling you the truth. Some we are paying their fees. Some we are housing them. And many of them that we are doing. My wife has been paying for school fees for somebody from primary school until she finished university and married in her hand. Yeah, married in her hand. And I have been paying school fees for many people. And other things that I've been renting for people. Paying medical bills. Somebody on kidney issues that their parents have abandoned. We're paying for kidney dialysis. Someone in the family has even run away. So it's good to have a good pastor. And when you have them, hold them well, support them, honor them. Because if by mistake you meet a bad pastor, then you appreciate a good pastor. I'm telling you, maybe you have not met one before. Because human beings, sometimes when we meet bad ones, we appreciate the good ones. May you not come across a bad pastor. Are you getting me? Reverend have a good heart. Reverend is doing the work of the ministry. He took us to your chapels and it's impactful. By all standard, 10 years in ministry, you guys are doing well. By all standard. God is using you. 10 years? No. And I could see how Reverend is pushing the work. There is no much time in ministry. Some things, if you don't do it now, you can't do it next year. Because the grace will not be there. The grace will not be there to do it. I was supposed to go to university to do something. Whilst my admission came, God told me that it's two things. You can go to university, go and do that program. Or you can launch out and follow me now. That's 2009. 1 year after I got married. Then I visited one of my senior pastors. Then he told me, ministry is time. If you miss the time, you will trail others forever. Ministry is time. If you miss the time, you will trail others. Meaning you will be dead forever. Because the time you were supposed to move, you didn't move. Divine agenda has a lot to do with time. So I have to abandon the program. I was already having a polytechnic, but I needed to go and further. But I went to ministry and God gave me speed. Speed. Amazing speed. Amazing, extraordinary speed. We started a church for 2 years. We bought 9 plots, built the building, have 300, almost 300 people inside in 2 years. Then I was moved to another place. For your information, I am a son of Bishop David Oyedepo. I was married there. I did my Bible school there. I became an accountant there. assistant or deputy accountant the whole nation of Ghana. Before I was moved to ministry, I served for 10 years before I was released to start this ministry I'm doing, Beauty for Ashes. I'm not a rebel. I'm not a stubborn child. Last year, I was in Canaanland in Bishop's place for his birthday. I was there. I had opportunity. I have pictures I've shown to Pastor. We met Polineche. We had many of the ministers there. So that's my root that I came from. And also Bishop Dag, who is also a friend to our bishop. And we have had other bishops connected. Amen and amen. I want to also use the opportunity to say Siabongo. I think I've thank you. Thank you. Siabongo to Bishop and the wife. Hallelujah. God bless you so much. Thank you for receiving us. Thank you for driving all the way at dawn to come and welcome us. Thank you for receiving us as men of God, not ordinary people, and honoring us as so. May every grace, may every help I've received, may God grant it to you in Jesus' name. The Bible said, whoever you receive him as a man of God, he shall receive a blessing from him. You have received me as a man of God, you and your wife. May that which God has put upon me, may it also locate you.
Amen.
May you not struggle in ministry.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Fortunately too, South Africa happens to be outside West Africa. I've been going to Nigeria, but another West African, but outside West Africa, South Africa to be your first international mission assignment. Next 2 years, we are trusting God to be in US for some work. So you are blessed for us to step here for the first international ministry. And me myself, I'm also blessed. Amen and amen. I want to also appreciate Mommy LP. Thank you so much. God bless you for your love. We met in Ghana. And MC, we met you, MC Peter and the wife. God bless you so much for being beside Pastor. I know pastoral work is difficult. We are always sacrificing everything. Yeah, we sacrifice everything. Time, resource for the family. We are always sacrificing everything. Hallelujah. We don't even have time for ourselves. God bless you. And the kids, the shepherds, God bless you so much. Lawrence, Nyaminshra, what? Good. Nyaminshra means God bless you. Amen. Nyami means God. So, Unshra, God bless you. Just I'm saying, Siabongo, thank you. So, I'm teaching you one word. Amen. And our wife, God bless you. He has not brought you to Ghana. I'm surprised. So we are waiting for you. Amen and amen. And all the shepherds, all the leaders, all the dancing stars, all the choir, and everyone, God will honor you.
Amen.
God will bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. And all those who are partners who are not here but have been given towards this church, God will bless you.
Amen.
Your labor in love shall never be in vain.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. It's 1:34. Let's start. Pastor Lawrence nearly preached my message. The man nearly preached my message. When he started talking about Jesus, he used my scripture, Philippians chapter number 2. I think because he was sitting by me, he was taking some things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go on. Who is Jesus? Matthew 16. Verse 16 downwards. And Jesus came to his disciples. My theme is, who is Jesus? Jesus asked his disciples. Matthew 16, let's start from 15 downwards. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, I am? Who do men say? Jesus asked that question. And from generation to generation, that question is still being asked. When you go outreach, Muslims will ask you, who is Jesus? He's not the Son of God. He's this. He's not that. That question keep coming. But whom say ye that I am? I am. Who is he? Who is Jesus? Who is he? When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, I am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, Elias, and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say you that I am? Whom? Others have told you who I am, but you. And that same question is what the Holy Spirit is asking. Whom do you think I am? Not me, Manasseh. Jesus. Whom do you think he is? Whom do you think he is? What is your opinion about him? What is your level of understanding of him? The Jesus you have come to follow. The Jesus you have come to believe. Whom do you think he is? That the Son of Man. Whom do you think? It's very important that you have an opinion of whom you are following. A depth of understanding. Then Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The one that a revelation of Jesus was revealed to, upon him the church, upon him. So the depth of revelation that you have about Jesus, God will establish something in you. God will establish maybe a music ministry through you, that you use it to glorify the church. God can establish a business that you use to finance the church. God can establish a marriage that will be an example. So the depth of the knowledge, the revelation that you have about who he is. I'm trusting God that God will unveil depths by his grace into you. For us to know who he is, let's look at what evil spirit, demons said about him. Because sometimes we don't know what we have. One of my sons, who is in Accra, most of the time when we come to Accra, that's where your company boss bought him a 4-bedroom apartment with a swimming pool and all those. So when we come, that's where we sleep. In fact, that's where we are coming from. His driver brought us to the airport. He brought me a spray many years ago. So I have a lot of drawers that people have brought me, some things I've put here. I've not even touched it. So I've not touched it. I left it. But I went to Kumasi and went to a shopping mall and went to a perfume site, like some Gucci perfumes or those names, designer wears and those things. So I said, let me enter there and find out. When I went there, I found that my spray, which my son brought me, which I have never used it there. And I checked the price. When I checked the price, I said, what? So this is so expensive like this. I didn't know. So immediately we drove home. We came from Kumasi, our trip. I went and relocated that spray from the common place to a specialized place. Yes. Because now I have a revelation of the cost of that, the value of it. Sometimes Jesus doesn't make, when you mention the name, it doesn't move things because your revelation about it is not deep. When people get sick, you use the name, it doesn't work. Because your revelation, your depth. May God reveal the value of the name to you.
Amen.
I didn't hear amen.
Amen.
I changed the spray. And now I started spraying them. I wanted to finish. Even though it has finished, but I've still kept the empty. I've still kept the. I've not thrown it away. It's still there in the box. Yes. Hallelujah. Let your amen be louder.
Amen.
In Mark chapter number 1 verse 24, Jesus entered into a place to teach. Mark 1, 24. Jesus entered into a church. And he's here. And when he entered, all the Christians who were there, most of them did not even recognize him, because those people called Jesus a son of a warlord. Somebody who was born by a woman who didn't have proper marriage. But there was someone with an evil spirit in him. Immediately Jesus came, he saw who he is. Saying, let us... Can we start from 23? And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, let us alone. It means there were many. What have we? This is one man standing. But speaking, it means evil spirit operating inside the person. What have we got to deal with thee, Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art. Is he? Evil spirit, know him. They know who he is. They know the content of the power in him. Thou art the Holy One of God. You are the Holy One. We know. A lot of Christians don't know. Evil spirit know. Yeah. They know. Thou art the Holy One of God. The world was calling Jesus Mary, that he was born out of love. But demons know. Priests were calling Jesus. Don't mind. Just Mary's son. Somebody slept with her. He's telling us that it's a Holy Spirit that came to. But evil spirit, no. So sometimes when people don't know who you are, don't worry. Don't worry. You tell them that you might not know who I am. Even evil spirit know who I am. I'm the Redeemer of the Lord. The righteousness of him. Somebody may call you another name, but don't worry. Evil spirits, announce to the whole world in the church, go away from us. We know who you are. Have you come to destroy us? He came to preach. But they saw that he came to destroy them. They saw they were shouting. We. One man standing there saying, we. It means that people can have many spirits, strong spirits with them. We. What have we got to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? God, he knows what they are doing. They came to steal, kill, to destroy. Have you come? You're also coming to counter our destruction. I know thee. And he announced, listen, the reason I made you to know is not what the evil spirit was saying, but listen to the comment of the evil spirit. I know thee, the Holy One of God. Jesus is the Holy One of God. I know thee. Evil spirit. Let's move to another one. Mark chapter number 5. A young man was possessed by unclean spirit. He couldn't sleep home. He now sleep in cemeteries. Oh, sikini makakunama. Everyone here whose family member is under any siege of evil spirit, I use you as a point of contact. That same power that Jesus used in Nazareth, God has put it in his name. In the name of Jesus, I command that your family member, I decree the spirit of insanity, the spirit of infirmity, unclean spirit that is tormenting that young man. Today, this Sunday, I decree that power be broken off his life. Your parents, whatever evil attack upon your parents, your siblings, in the name of Jesus, I break demonic hold over their mind. And I command their freedom by the authority in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Wow. Some families are free. In Jesus' name. They call him the madman of Gadara. Had from 2,000 to over 6,000 of spirit inside him. Can you imagine? Actually, demons are more than the population of the world. That's why we can have 6,000, 2,000 inside one man. But they are looking for a house. They can't find a house. Some of them have been denied what we call disembodied. Let's listen to what he also said. I want you also remember what people said about Jesus and what evil spirit. What people said about him and what evil spirit. Always, night and day, he was in the tomb crying, unclean spirit, crying. Always night and day. The Bible said that where people pass that road, they have to leave the road. Nobody can pass the road except you are in a car. It's like when you go to game park and there is a place lions are there, everybody leave the place. Except you come in a car that is like fortified. Nobody can pass there. So that's how wild that spirit was. That nobody can pass there. Even people put chains. He broke the chain. That's how wild the spirit is. He broke the chain. And the joy, there is a word there that I like. He said, no man. Day and night. In the mountains. In the tombs. Crying. Cutting. Evil spirit. When it's upon you, you destroy yourself. Yeah. But when the Holy Spirit is upon you, it helps you. But when every spirit is upon you, either the person will be drinking himself out to destruction, the person will be womanizing himself to death, will be smoking until his brain scatter. They always cut. When it's upon you, you cut yourself. You cut yourself. You harm yourself. You damage your life. That's when you are growing, when you are training up a child and you see that the child keep going to places that will harm himself. Start binding evil spirit. Start binding the spirit that want to take him to place that destroy himself. Because their end is to destroy. He was crying, cutting himself. And the Bible said, no man, I wanted to give him that scripture, no man could pass that place. No man. Neither could any man tame him. Tame him. But when Jesus came out of the sea, when Jesus came out and came out, the man himself came. Jesus did not call him. When he saw Jesus, he ran and came and knelt down. Let's read the account. Let's read it. And when he saw Jesus, when he saw him from afar. He ran and worshiped him. Evil spirit. Evil recognize. They ran to worship him. Why do you have Jesus and you are still afraid of witches? I'm going to come on it. They ran. He saw him. The Jesus people don't mind him. He saw evil spirit. He saw. He cried with a loud voice. What have I got to deal with it? Jesus, thou Son of the Most High. Does it mean that these evil spirits have a revelation of who Jesus is than us? So before we can know Jesus, let's copy the account. What? I adjure thee, I beg thee by God, thou should not torment me without talking. The Jesus name you have, the Jesus you are following, evil spirit saw and ran. They didn't march. They didn't slow down. He ran under some power. He ran. If you have a wrong revelation of Jesus, evil spirit will not run away from you, because your revelation about him is wrong. But if you have a right revelation about him, they ran from you. They ran. They recognize you. They know you. It's not too. Don't see me as a so super person. Just that God is teaching you. He also taught me. They recognize you. So the fact, and I want you to pay attention here. The fact that somebody say Jesus is Jesus does not mean he's the right spirit. Are you getting me? Though he has recognized, but it doesn't mean he's from a good spirit. Are you catching the revelation? My wife went to market, and a woman told me, a woman met her and said, "Hey, Pap, your husband is a great man of God." And I said, "No, man, he's a witch." So what can I say? He's a witch. I said, "You'll grow to understand." I said, "He's a witch." The fact that somebody attacks, this same thing is in Acts 16, when a lady with a spirit was following Paul and saying, "This man is of God." It doesn't mean, watch out, people who identify your gift and start healing you, "Oh, sister, man of God." Because the person says, God, you just seen that. These are evil spirits. But in their kingdom, they recognize and they said, "Have you come to torment us?" And mostly they are the first to come and meet us. They are the first to meet us. They are the first to recognize who you are. They are the first to recognize your gifting. You know, you're a woman of God following your husband. Or you man of God, somebody may say, "Oh, you have a gift. You too, you sing. You too." Remember, evil spirit identify what God has put on you first. Evil spirit identify what God has put upon you first. These are evil spirits. And the Lord is leading me to teach that one first before I teach the other report of others. When somebody meets you and says that you're a man of God, you are this, or no, it doesn't mean he's a man of God. It doesn't mean what is operating in him is even from God. And I'm not the one saying it. I'm teaching you where I'm picking it from. So that you don't say the pastor from Ghana, the word of God said. He cried with a loud voice saying, Jesus, have you come to destroy us? That Holy One. So the revelation that now, and let me say this, I don't think it will be too much for you. You are a mature church. The revelation that God revealed to Peter about Jesus was not the final revelation of Jesus. No. Paul came to bring a deeper revelation of who Jesus is. And that's what I want to talk about. Now, there were other people who also recognized who Jesus was. Let's put those scriptures down. Matthew chapter number 3, verse 16 to 17. Matthew 3, 16 to 17. There was a voice when Jesus was baptized. There was a voice that came from heaven and said, Jesus, when he came out straight away out of the water, behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like him. Verse 17. And he said, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." So there was a voice. It's not only we who is preaching that Jesus is Lord. There were other factors. What did John the Baptist say about. John the Baptist said something about Jesus. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh the sin of the world. Behold, John chapter number 1, verse 29 to 30. Behold, John 1, 29 to 30. Behold, the Lamb. And that word, the Lamb of God, is from Revelation chapter number 5. When they said that, who opened the seal? Who opened the book? And they said, there is the Lamb of God. So John saw. And what John saw. Israel, can you come? Can you stand here? Be coming slowly. Now, John saw Jesus coming. But God opened his eye. He didn't see Jesus. He saw, spiritually, a lamp. He didn't see Jesus. No. He saw a lamp. John is a prophet. Jesus said that John is one of the greatest prophets. He did not see Jesus. God, like, when you are depending on the type of gift upon you. So that when you see people, you see who they are. You see them singing. You see them preaching. You see them. So when you saw Jesus, everybody saw him come. He said, no, behold, the Lamb of God. This is a lamb who is supposed to be sacrificed. So John also have a revelation. So it's not John saying something. When he saw him, behold me, look and see. This is a lamb. But he has known him. He has not known him as a Lamb of God. Are you getting me? Israel, God bless you. So, he saw him as a Lamb of God. Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God, who taketh everything surround, is showing who he is. Now you have climbed 1, 2. We have to climb higher. Can we climb higher again? Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 1. I've done less than 30 minutes. I started 1:38, 1:34. Now, this God who at sundry times and in diverse manners in time past, he's talking about the beginning of the Bible, spoke or spoke in time past true to unto our fathers by prophet. He used to speak to Jeremiah, he speak to this, he speak to this. Had in this last day spoken unto us by his son, whom he has appointed as heir of all things, by whom also he has made the world. Let's go. He's talking about his son now. Who being the express image. This is Paul. Before you talk about greater things, he's starting who Jesus is. He's speaking a revelation from Peter. And he's going to stand on that revelation to build. That's how normal it is. The scriptures does not originate from us. And it's a fearful thing when you see somebody, the scriptures originating from, even Jesus, when he's speaking, he said that as it is written, he's also following the line. John the Baptist went to us, says, no, you cannot baptize me. You cannot baptize me. You have to say, don't try, John the Baptist. Don't try. Do your work. You are supposed to baptize me. Just go ahead and do what you're saying. Because John saw who he was. He saw. He behold. John is a prophet. He saw. Being the brightness of the glory and the express image. Now, who is he talking about? Is he God? He's talking about God who in time past, he has now talked about his son. And now what he's talking about. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. So now when we look at Jesus, we have not seen God before. But when we look at Jesus, we see the express image. Like when we see my first son, is my son, is the express image of my wife. When you see my son, you see my wife. Jesus is the express image of God. Not Moses, not Jeremiah, not any of them. Jesus is the express image. Not according to me, according to this one. The express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. And by him, we purge our sins and sat on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now from here, we can enter into the other chapters. who is Jesus. We have explained. Demons saying the Son of God. John saying the Lamb of God. This one saying the Son of God. But here, he's taking us to another level. He's now linking the person Jesus to the express image of God whom we have not seen. Are you following up? Good. Now let's dig further. It is believed that Hebrews was written by, some say it's Paul, some say. So let's go further to Philippians. The scripture you... Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Listen to Paul's revelation of Jesus. It aligned with John. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. 6. Who being in the form, in the class. You see, they say the Son of God, but Paul took it further. That who being in the form of God, but thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, this same revelation is John is also spoken by John in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Let's look at 1 John chapter. So Jesus is in the form of God. He is in the form of God. 1 John 5, 7. There are three that bear record in heaven. God the Father, the Word is Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are what? So this revelation, Paul is the one bringing us that Jesus, who is in the form of God. It's not enough to have a revelation of Jesus only the Son of God. Because he was a Son of God for a reason. He was a Son of God for a reason. And Hebrews talk about he has to humble himself, go to the grave, die to, because there was no one. And let me use the opportunity to explain that part. You see, God wanted to save mankind. But it's like when you go to police station and maybe your family member is arrested and you want to go and bail him. And when you went, maybe you didn't go, so you send your senior brother or your friend, shall you go and bail my brother for me? It's okay, he drove there. He committed some crime many years ago, he has forgotten. So he drove there. When he went there, the police checked us. Ah, you yourself, we are looking for you. So they will capture you like this, put you there. Now you are waiting for another person. So it means not when God looked as revelation, there was no one worthy to come and stand in for our sin. So God has to originate a plan. And that plan is that, because you see, when Adam sinned, the sin corrupted everyone. It's like when you are having a pattern, you are doing tie and dye, or you are doing printing, you pick the pattern, you stamp. When the pattern is wrong, the whole pattern will be wrong. The stamping will be wrong. Or we don't know. TV student. Or if you are a mathematician or you did accounting and you are adding closing stock to other stock and it doesn't work out, the answer will be wrong. So Adam got it wrong. So the answers, everybody got wrong. So God now wants to save mankind. How will he save him? He have to use the same process. But this time, no sperm. Because all the sperms are corrupted. Yeah, all have sinned. All have sinned. And fall short of the glory. All have sinned. You see, this is the source of our redemption. This is the reason demons get angry when you say Jesus is God. So for God to help, he has to come to Joseph. Joseph, you are going to fulfill. No, he has to come to Mary. Mary, you are going to fulfill a vision and a prophecy that was spoken from Genesis. I say, yes. You are going to bear a child. That child, it has nothing to do with any man. Then you look for Joseph. Joseph, you're also a Christian. Like Pastor was speaking about sacrifice. Everyone sacrificed. There was nobody who inside this kingdom, he never sacrificed anything. Mary have to sacrifice the first child. Joseph have to be carrying Mary around as the husband without sleeping. Look in the Bible. He never slept with for 9 months. Never. Never. It's in the scriptures. Never. He has to be following. It was divine plan. Like some of you gave things out to church. People tell you are fool. They were telling Joseph, you are a fool. You are a stupid man. Somebody have knocked this woman and you are following the woman saying he's pregnant and you are happy. No. But an angel came and revealed. There is a vision. There is a plan. There is a vision. There is a plan. There is a vision. There is a plan. Follow. So Jesus in Matthew, he said that then the Holy Ghost came and incubated upon a virgin. And that holy thing, that's why Jesus is a Lamb of God. Are you getting me? So he's able to save everyone from his sin. Because he doesn't have the corruption of men in him. He's able to save. He takes away. And I want you to give. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Someone, you'll be stable.
Amen.
Yeah, you'll be a strong Christian. Amen. You'll be so powerful. God will use you mightily. So, I want you to give me my scripture back. What John said about Jesus. 129. John 129. He said that, this is the Lamb of God. We take it away the sin of the world. It doesn't take only the sin of Christians. No. Shangomes, Islam, Hindus, all manner. When we present him to you and you receive him, he takes away the sin of the world. He takes away the sin. When you go for outreach, challenge people in the name of Jesus. Can I go ahead? So, I've explained why Jesus have to be a man. He has to take the form of a man just to take away the sin and return back to go and do what he was supposed to do. Are you getting me? So, he is in the form of God. Jesus is in the form of God. And I want to explain something which is confusing a lot of Christians. With the aspect of demons, spirit, and all those things. Jesus is not in the form of an angel. No. In heaven we have God. We have his angels. Angels are servants. They are spiritual servants. We Christians, we don't serve angels. We don't worship an angel. No, you don't worship an angel. No. It's an abomination. No. Not according to me. Let's go to scriptures. Hebrews chapter number 1, verse 7. Hebrews chapter number 1, verse 14. Hebrews 1, 7. Hebrews 1, 14. Let's look at who angels are. And of the angels, he said, who maketh his angels spirit and his ministers a flame of fire? He told us how he formed them. Human beings, we put clay, God breathed into us. We one day leave this jacket, go up to go and be with our master and be there forever. Amen. The days here are very short. The days there are very long. The days here are very short. The days there are very long. The days here are very short. One day we'll be sitting in the street. I'll be sitting on my street. Maybe pastor and the wife will sit on the street. Say, Charlie, that guy. That we were when we were on this earth. That woman said, did he come? He said, oh, that guy. I spoke, guy. He couldn't come. Oh, Charlie. Can you send some angels around to bring? So let them bring coffee. The angels will be bringing us coffee. They will be sitting on the street in heaven. Yeah. Just like when you went to school, you finished many years ago. And sometimes you meet your friends. You ask them, what about Jack Toronto? The guy who used to sit at the door close to us. Where is he? So the guy died, though. He died. So what are they? Oh, the guy is a lawyer now. Just that we talk about our past. One day we'll talk in heaven. Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk about those who made it, those who held the faith and continue. We'll sit now. We'll be sitting on a golden street. My fear in heaven is those who are into small scale mining. Because when they follow us there, they will take the gold which God have used for the street. That is my fear. But the only thing they know is how to collect gold. But the Lord will help. By the time they get there, God has delivered the thing from their hearts. Hallelujah. We'll get there. We all get there. In Jesus. I didn't hear amen.
Amen.
Oh yes. Oh yes. He showed us. He revealed to us who he is. Flames of fire. Let's go to 14. Are they not all angels? Can you start from 13? This one he was comparing that in those days there was also a teaching that came up. People were saying that Jesus is an angel in heaven who came. There are also teaching churches which are teaching that. But I don't want you to believe that. Scripture does not allow it. But to which of the angels, he's talking about all the angels are in heaven. Which of them? We have several of them. Cherubim, seraphim. Which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make it? Because people were teaching that angels are Jesus also is an angel. Then in that teaching, he started saying that Jesus, he is the express image of God, the person. But which of the angels did he say? You can't compare Jesus and you. It's one of it's like you are calling your paramount chief a servant. It's like calling your president. You can't equate Jesus to an angel. If you do that, you lose the power to use his name. If you do that, you lose the power that back his name. When you mention the name, the power will not flow. Because you have missed it. You have missed it. Is it not so? Is it so even naturally? It's so even naturally. If I take something into my hand, maybe I miss maybe a place. You have a place. Maybe thieves come there. So you have a registered gun there that you give warning shot. Pow, pow. And they all know that, yes, this is a no-go area. And when you hear that thieves were coming, you went for apples. You have gun, but you went for apples. That's what most Christians are doing. When you misplace the knowledge, you lose the power.
Amen.
Let me show you something. If this is acid, this is not acid, this water, I'm using just for demonstration. If this is acid, and I put it on this thing, what will happen? It will start melting. It will start melting it. It will start deforming it. Because there is some power in the acid which I don't need to do in it. All I need is the knowledge of it. So when you have the knowledge of who Jesus is and you stand to use it, there is enough power in it. When you miss the understanding, you miss. If you miss it, it's the understanding. This is self-powered. That at the mention of the name Jesus, you don't add anything to it. You need faith to make it work. That at the mention of the name, every knee, every tongue, sagadama. A lot of people don't understand. Positions are given by tongue. If we are signing this one, when the president is appointed, when someone does, we appoint this man. That's why he said that at the mention of every tongue, every knee bow to authority. Let's go forward to, and he said, can you come to 14? I don't want to miss what I'm teaching because, and they were not all, are they not ministers? Are they all ministering spirit sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs? They are sent to minister. They are sent to serve those who will be saved. So when you are going, when we are chasing you to be a Christian and you become a Christian, wait, I want you to understand. When we are chasing you, you are running away. And we chase you and you become a Christian. God assigned angels. You don't have time. God assigned angels to follow you. God assigned angels to follow you. God assigned angels. Are they not ministry spirits? Send. Hey, Redo. How can this ministering spirit, and I want to give you a revelation, it will change your prayer life. Amen. These angels, all, including the ones who came down with the devil. The devil is an angel. Don't let anybody deceive you. You know, when we are good Christians, some people say, I don't know whether you also believe it here. In our country, some people say that God is here. God is here. Satan is also here. Hey, don't believe that thing again. God is not sitting here. Satan is sitting here. Satan is not equal anyhow to God. Never. Never. It's even an abomination to use that statement. Satan was one of the former workers of God. Former angel. He was not the only one that was created. There were three. There are even powerful ones than him. There are more powerful angels. I wish I have time to talk about angels. They are more powerful than him. His class, there were three. Lucifer. Zoko Hallel. Gabriel. And Michael. But before them, we have cherubims. We have seraphims. Some have eyes all over their body. Some have hands. Some have face like animal. These are beings God placed them into. This earth is small. This earth that we see is so big. Before God, it's like small, like this thing. God will just watch these people down there. What are those people down there doing? All these 7 billion people. When God watch, you are smaller than this thing. A lot of Christians don't know God. A lot of Christians don't know who God is. When God watch, even this planet, we have many planets. This one is so small. The earth is like this. God is many things. You think God is only managing this earth? Yes, because all your sea is all your sea inside. All 6 hours traveling. 13 hours. All your building is inside this small thing. A lot of Christians don't know God. Don't know the God they serve. And Satan, who is making himself, that's why I said there is deception on this earth. There's so much deception. Who has made himself so mighty, so devil, I'm devil. Devil for what? All of this ministering spirit. Are you catching something? If you have a wrong revelation about the devil, some people fear the devil more than God. How can you pray against him? Your revelation about the devil even stop your prayer. But now, by the grace, I'm giving you a revelation of who Jesus is. Yes. Yeah, Jesus cannot be an angel. It's a demotion. The devil is an angel. He was made. He was somebody made him. And even when we go further, we say it's Jesus who made him. A former worker. He used to work in Impala. A former worker. And when he was rebelling, he rebelled with some of the workers. And he has come back, always standing behind the fence. You, I will stop this thing. I will break this fence. I will destroy. You can't destroy it. And some people say that the devil is so powerful. When he was going, he went, who made him? Who made you? Who made you? We have a wrong revelation about him. That's why he's tormenting us. Who made you? The one who made you know how to destroy you. Is it not God who? The devil cannot create. That's why when he was going, he had to take some people. Because he can't create angels. So don't let anybody deceive you that when he went with one third. No, God immediately he left. God created 1 billion. Because God is the power to create. You were created. So are you getting it? So we have arrived that Jesus who was walking here, we all saw, he is in the class of God. When you read the Bible, you will see a revelation of he himself saying that. In John chapter 11, verse 40, 39 to 40, when he met Mary and her sister, Lazarus' death, he said that, we know at the resurrection, you see, why are you saying revelation? I am. At when you read the Bible, at a point he revealed himself who he is. It's not the time you talk about who he is that is God. In John chapter number 20 or 14, Philip was asking, show us the Father who be satisfied. I said, you have walked with me, you don't know me, I'm the Father. Philip, I should show you what Father again. He was quiet. So most of those revelations, Jesus just keep it quiet. It was Paul who brought it out like this. Are you following? Are you sure? Now, with this understanding of who Jesus is and who angels are, this is the reason the apostles, when they pray, the name worked in their hand, because they have a revelation of who Jesus is. And now, we didn't meet Jesus, the person. When we came, Jesus had died and gone. But God made provision for us. In Philippians chapter number 2, verse 9. That the ability that is on Jesus, the ability God put on him, he has put the same ability on his name. Follow. This is so sweet. Your problem just ended. The ability. What was the ability? To heal, to deliver, to bring 38 years problem out of people, to turn water to wine, economic power. He turned somebody who was a barber and made him a contractor. Yeah, he turned water to wine. He gave economic power, because wine is more expensive than water. You know, be so. That same name. Philippians chapter number 2. Wherefore God has highly exalted and given him a name which is above every other name. All the names you hear, I'm from this shrine. Sometimes when you are working with people and they tell you, do you know who I am? Do you know who my grandmother is? Who my grandfather is? Don't be scared. Now I want to say this. The name of Jesus is not for religious purpose. It's not a rosary. No, Jesus is not a rosary. I'm not saying this to say anything again. I'm just using it as, please, don't misquote me. The name of Jesus is not for religious purpose. It works in the church, outside the church, in your office, in your home, in your children's compound, everywhere. It works everywhere. I'm not preaching to you. Pastor preached to me. And when he preached to me, when you go office, everybody is using something. Everybody is using something. So you to use what you have. Everybody is using something. Don't be ignorant. Everybody is using something. That's why Peter was able to say, such as I have, I'm also using something. I give unto you in the name. At that time, the person Jesus was gone, but the power is on his name. And that name is yours. And that name is yours. And that name is for us. And that name is for you. It doesn't only work in the office. It doesn't only work when you are praying. One of our daughters, Nelly, is working with British Health Service. When he arrived there, she called me. Said, "Pastor, I want you to pray for me. There's this woman in my office. She's always tormenting me." Who doesn't? I said, "Nelly, use what you have. Use what you have. For everybody's using something. When you have exhausted what you have, then we come in. You have not used what we have. How can we come in? Use what you have." So when I was ending the call, I said, "Let me pray for you." I started. I don't know, the Spirit of God took me over. Anyone with spirit, cobra spirit, attacking in the office, I bind that power. I ended up calling, the following call, he said, "The woman who is tormenting me, she's wearing a cobra ring." I said, "Forget that. Whether is he wearing grasshopper ring, buffalo ring, use what you have. Use what you have. Use what we have." You know, we carry the power, but the devil is intimidator. He's an intimidator. He knows we carry the writing. Have you seen a confident trickster before? The devil is a confident trickster. He knows you have the thing, but he has to intimidate you to feel that what you have is not correct. A lot of Christians have lost confidence in the name of Jesus and who they are. So now God weep, God cry. "I don't know what I must give you again. I've given you everything. I've given my only begotten son. I've put all the power on him. Now you're asking me for what again?" Your lack of understanding is making me look like if I'm a fake God. But I'm not fake. I'm not fake. Pray. Use the name over your finance. Use the name over your business. Use the name over your children. Use the name over your health. In the name of Jesus, I break every infirmity that want to hold my body down. In the name of Jesus, I curse every ancestral power that want to hinder my progress. Use it. It's not only for church. It's not only for church. It's not only for church. When I was coming here, I called one of my friends, Mr. Mula. So Mula is a South African in Ghana doing mining. The wife is a Ghanaian. Mrs. Mula is called, what's the name? What's the first name? And your name is Aneve. Lydia. Can you sit down, please? Ranono si libro kanima raswa katimboro dada. God is lifting people. Yeah, some gates are being shattered by this knowledge. Because the people who do know their God, they shall be strong. You are getting stronger. Amen. Stronger than the enemy. My first station, my first place I was posted when I was serving Bishop Oyedepo ministry in Ghana. I met Lydia, who was a security secretary, a secretary for a security, private security company. She was posted. So he joined our prayer meeting. And I was praying. She joined our prayer meeting, Monday prayer meeting. And I was praying, and God gave me a word. And I told her, "You are going to marry somebody. The person is a white person." She just laughed. Okay. She was brought there for 3 days duty. The third day, the company called and said, "Your duty has been extended." So, Mr. Mula was also working in the place. Former police officer in South Africa, who is now a minor, who has lost the wife in South Africa, then relocated to Ghana. So, Mr. Mula just flashed Lydia. Lydia is very fair. Just flashed him. He said, no, it's my wife. So he found to get the email and send an email to her. So the following Monday meeting, I was there, she brought the email. Pastor, I met some white man in the office. He had proposed to me. He wanted to marry me. I said, prophecy is being fulfilled. Go ahead. They invited me for marriage and I couldn't come. The unfortunate thing that Lydia left us without even calling after 7 years. We didn't hear. I was transferred to Cape Coast. I met Lydia. I said, why? She has lost almost everything. The husband lost all the business. He used to come to Namibia. The sister is in Namibia. The husband's sister is in Namibia. He used to come to Namibia. Fly off. Lost everything. So somebody said that there is a pastor here who is good. And I want to take you to him. So one of our church leaders. But I just landed that town like 6 months old. So I was there. No. I came October, December. They brought her. So I was there. They brought Lydia. When he entered my office, I said, the new version. This is Lydia. She's, I'm the one who prayed for her. He just ran away. I'm the one who prayed for her. She started weeping and crying. I said, let's start again. God is a God of second chance. Let's start again. When God lifts you, don't run away. When God lifts you, don't run away. When God lifts you, don't run away. Yeah. Those who are the studio, I want to show you an experiment. Can you off the light here? Good. Darkness is here. It's only light that's showing it away. As we off the light, the darkness has come. Darkness only for always following us. It's only the light that's making us not to see the darkness. But it's always full. It's just behind the light. Darkness is following us. Whatever followed your father could not succeed, brought them down. He's still following you. The only thing is the light. Guard the light you have. You can't use blessing to stop darkness. It's light. You don't use testimony. Now where I've got into? Somebody, where I've got into now? Nobody can bring me down. I said true. But walk out of darkness. Walk out of light. You see that darkness is always there. Darkness is always there. Darkness is always there. How many minutes did it take for darkness to come here? Microseconds. Microseconds. Just kidding. When like light disappears, say, we are here. I told Lydia, darkness has always been following you. It's only the light that made it to go. Don't leave light. Don't leave light. Don't leave light.
Amen.
Don't leave light.
Amen.
Even this one, we are still having some light. When you get to your room, you on it. Pew. Darkness. Pew, they go. You have the light. Pew. We have come. We are here. It's because you are still pressing light. Hallelujah. As I ran up. This name is a gift from God to us. It's a gift. How you use it? We use it by faith.
Amen.
Now, when you are buying some things, sometimes they tell you to taste it. Jesus' name, when you want to use it in doubt, in unbelief, it won't work. Because it's an insult. To this end, Titus 1:2, that God who cannot lie, don't you? There sometimes when you give something to somebody and the person looking like you, you get offended. How can me, who created everything, it has never, God who created everything has never changed? You were examining my name as if it works. No, when you add doubt to the name, it failed to work. When fear paralyzed it, it failed to work. When sin moved, it failed to work. But when you move away from this sin and you are full of confidence, the name works. Our second daughter, when she was born, one day my wife, I was in my room, study room. And my wife called me. The baby is not feeling. I said, do what you are supposed to do. You are also a Christian. Do what you are supposed to do. You are my pastor. You are also a Christian. If you are not married to me, what will you do? Do what you are supposed to do. Yes. So after you are finished, you must practice your faith. After you have exhausted what you know, she called me, she has given everything. And the night, she came to call me in my room around 10. And the child said, it's okay. So I knelt down, she knelt down. Said, let's pray for the child. We place our hand on the chest. I said, let's pray. Using scripture, if the two shall agree concerning it. In the name of Jesus. We didn't finish 1 minute prayer. The child fell asleep. Sickness disappeared, everything. In the name, it works. Faith. What confidence? I have the confidence. It works. It never failed. It has the power to deal with every situation. Look at the things, the name. When Jesus stood, he conquered the grief. He conquered economic. He conquered lack. He conquered unclean spirit. Even people were filled with 2,000 demons. When they saw, they bowed. So don't tell me that the demons in your house are too much. It's your faith. That's small. The weapon is enough. There is blade. There is knife. There is a machete and there is a dumber machine. Each of them cut something. But it's a measure. Depending on the type of faith you have, determine what you can deal with and what you cannot deal with. Blade cannot cut certain rope. The same as a knife cannot cut certain rope. Some rope, you need a chainsaw machine. That rope, but they are all blade. But the only thing, one is upgraded. So when faith comes in God, the name upgrade. When faith in the name goes up, the name. It's not that the name does not work. It works. It works. I came to tell the name works. It has worked for my family. I saw it. It works. Go and use it to uproot curses from that ground. Go and use it to stop reoccurring situations. Use it. It's what you have. Use it. Thank you. Use it. Use it. This is a treasure God has given us. A treasure such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus. He was not telling us, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus, I will never lack money again. In the name of Jesus, I will never be poor again. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of sin holding me. I break the power of fornication. I break the power of adultery. I break the power of darkness. I break the power of limitation. I break the power of incurable disease. It works. When I was learning this many years ago, after I finished learning, I wanted to test it. I went from work, went for night. When I came, I had my head was paining me. Normally, I'll go for some Panadol. This time, I took warm water and I drank it. And I said that I put my hand on my head. In the name of Jesus, I command this headache to leave my body. After I prayed, it didn't go. But I didn't take the medicine. After 30 minutes, it started slowing down. After 1 hour, 30 minutes, he said. I said, so my faith in the name work 1 hour, 30 minutes. When it comes to headache, okay. It doesn't work. My faith in it is 1 hour, 30 minutes. So I have to upgrade it. Amen. It doesn't mean the name does not work. Don't ever say it doesn't work. It works. If you have a matches, the matches was made in the factory. It works everywhere. It didn't work because you have put water on it. So the next time I had a boil, I was bathing, I saw something growing here. And I put my hand on it. In the name of Jesus, I command this thing to leave. I forget about it. I don't doubt, will it go? Will it? No, that's doubt. Leave it. Faith in God's word. And the next morning, in the evening when I was bathing, when I check, it has disappeared. Say, 24 hours. It has come. Boil. That's how I started growing. Use the name to pray for people with infirmity. That's gone. But I started small. The name works. And it's going to work for you.
Amen.
Use the name. Doesn't only work in the church. Work against disease. It work against demonic power. It work against filthiness. It work against limitations. You can't rise. It look like you can't rise. It work against incurable disease. It work against charms against your office. Stale promotions. Resistance in the office. Use the name. Use what you have. Everybody's using what you have. Use the name. Use the name. Use the name. And remember, every power behind Jesus has been put in his name. Every power Jesus demonstrated, including the resurrection one, is behind the name. All you need is just speak it. Just speak it. Agegoro salabaga. Can't be upstanding.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.